Good evening. We welcome you. If you're visiting our house for the first time, we just welcome you. We pray you feel comfortable and blessed. I'm reminded of the scripture. I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Hallelujah. Stay tuned. I'm going to do all the announcements after the service. That way we can get right into it. Amen. If you have your tithes and offerings, look what came in downstairs in our mail slot. Praise the Lord. People have been giving. Hallelujah. But listen, if you came in tonight, if you came in tonight and you have something just weighing on you, and something that is just bothering you and it's weighing on you and you feel weighed down, can you do me a favor? Just shake it off tonight. Just shake it off. Because you know what? There's nothing more greater than His presence. You need it in your life. Listen, that thing that is trying to get you down, that is trying to get you frustrated, it does not compare with what God wants to do tonight in and amongst us. Hallelujah. So I ask us all as a body just to shake that off tonight so we can give God all of us without having anything weighed on us, heavy upon our shoulders. Our pastor ministered just a few weeks ago that His burden is easy. His yoke is easy. Amen. So sometimes we just have to take the heaviness off of us and say, "God, here it is." Amen. So we welcome all those on Facebook and that are tuning in. We welcome you as well. If you have your tithes and offerings, lift them up. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this money and what you, the giving unto the house, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, you increase it. We ask for increase on our homes and on our families. Blessings, hallelujah. Health, hallelujah. And we just thank you for tonight, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that you show up tonight, Lord God, in such a mighty way, Father God. And we just enter in, hallelujah. Father, do what you do best, Lord Jesus. Minister to our hearts, hallelujah. And we just thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, guys. Get ready. Get ready. Come on. Give me some traveling music here. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Come on. Would you stand to your feet tonight? I've come to glorify God. I've come to bless His name. I want you to know He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. Hallelujah. He's the same forevermore. Hallelujah. He's the God that does miracles. Do you believe that? I said, do you believe that? Hallelujah. Listen, I'm watching it. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing God do miracles. I'm watching God do amazing things. Hallelujah. Because that's who He is. Sister Sylvia, her niece and her nephew, they're healed. Come on, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. They're healed in Jesus' name. Amen. The power of God moving. I wrote a couple of these things down. Our sister Karen, hallelujah, she's watching on Facebook. Hallelujah. Her kidneys, they haven't changed. The levels have not got any worse. Come on, give God glory. Amen. Her eyesight, hallelujah. She don't have to come back for, another 6 months or something, 6-8 weeks or something. Come on, give God glory. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the God that gives the blind, hallelujah, sight. That's who He is. Amen. I want you, wherever you're at, whatever place you're at, hallelujah, let God lift you up. He gives power, hallelujah, to the powerless. He gives strength to the weak. Amen. God desires to bless you. God desires to increase your strength. You desire to receive that tonight? Come on, hallelujah. Do you desire to receive that tonight? Come on, we've come to give Him praise. We've come to give Him glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Holy Spirit. Have your way tonight, to God. We submit unto you, God. Move in our midst, God. Hallelujah. We praise you in Jesus' name. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm casting my cares aside. I'm leaving my past behind. I'm setting my heart and mind on you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours. believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have in store for me is good. It's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I won't worry about tomorrow, trusting what you say. Today is the day. Today is the day. Putting my fears aside, I'm leaving my doubts behind. I'm giving my hopes and dreams to you, Jesus. I'm reaching my hands to yours, believing there's so much more, knowing that all you have is so for me. It's good, it's good. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice. Today is the day.
I will stand. I will stand upon your truth.
I will stand upon your truth.
All my days I'll live for you.
All my days I'll live for you.
All my enemies know my truth. Sorry.
I will stand upon your truth.
In all my days. Days I'll live for you.
All my days I'll live. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the day you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I won't worry about tomorrow. I'm giving you my fears and sorrow. Today is the day. Today is the day.
Well, praise God. Oh, God is in this place. He wants to give us freedom. Oh, let me say that again. He wants to give us freedom. There you go. We gotta believe it.
I need you. just want you.
I'm caught up in your presence.
I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessing. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want. In nothing else, I'm caught up in your presence. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. Nothing else.
Come on, hallelujah. Oh,
I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do.
Come on.
I just want you. And nothing else. And nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else. And nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else. Nothing else.
Hey, yes, Lord.
Nothing else will do. I just want you. In nothing else. In nothing else. Nothing else will do.
Come on, hallelujah. We lay it down right now, God. Any heaviness right here, right now, God. Father God, Lord, we release it to you right now. Lord, that our hearts be focused on you, Father God. Come on, can you just pray in the Spirit? Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Just begin to pray unto God. Hallelujah. Your prayer. Come on, it's just you and God. Ain't nobody else. Come on, hallelujah. We focus on Him. Hallelujah. Push everything aside. Nothing else. Hallelujah. He's your first love. Hallelujah. Draw us, God, Lord, back. Hallelujah. You're my first love, God. Hallelujah. Lord, let the fire begin to burn within your people, God. Hallelujah. Let there be a hunger for you, Lord. Let there be a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, God. Oh, we're hungry for you, Lord. We're hungry for you. Come on, you hungry tonight, Lord. I'm hungry for you, Lord. I'm hungry for you, Lord. You're the only one that satisfies me, Lord. You're the only one, Lord. You're the only one. Hallelujah. Only one that satisfies me. Lord, nothing else satisfies me like you, God. Hallelujah. I'm empty without you, God. I'm hungry for you, God. I need you more, God. I need you more. Come on, saints. I need you more, Lord. I need you more, God. I need you more, Lord. Fill us up, God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. Are you hungry tonight? I'm hungry for you, Lord. I need you more, God. I need you more, Jesus. I need you more, God.
Satisfied.
Oh, you
satisfy
me, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, I just want you to reach out. God, someone is beside you. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, God, you inhabit the praises of your people, God. You inhabit the praises of your people right here, right now, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. In your presence is fullness of joy, God. In your presence there's fullness of joy, hallelujah. Lord, you satisfy our soul, God, hallelujah. Oh, we come before you, God, Lord, with hearts open to you, God, right now. Lord, I just pray strength for one another. I pray strength for my brother and sister right here. Come on. Just pray life. Just pray strength right now. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, grab somebody's hand. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, we pray for strength right now. Hallelujah. I need you more, God. I need you more, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, just pray strength. Come on. Come on, let's break through tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, we come to give you glory, God. We've come to bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. Come on, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, I pray strength right now for those brothers. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. I feel like we have not done God justice. Hallelujah. I want to bless His name. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm here tonight. I'm here tonight because of what He's done for me. I'm here tonight because of what He's provided for me through the cross. I'm here tonight because He gave His life for me to bless me, that I might have life and have life more abundantly. So I just pray right now, hallelujah. I pray that this be in your heart. Let's just sing this again, hallelujah.
Oh, how I need you. 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 Oh, how I need you.
Spirit, we welcome you to this place,
Jesus.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you, God.
Oh, we need you, Lord.
Move within our midst, God.
We need you, Lord.
Your word says you inhabit, you dwell in the midst.
Jesus.
The living God dwells within our midst.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, I place myself before you, God. Lord, we place ourselves before you and said, here I am. Here I am. Here I am, God. Lord, I surrender myself to you, Father God. Lord, I submit to you, Father God. Every heaviness, every burden. Lord, we come before you with a repenting heart, God. Forgive us, Father. For anything that tries to, Lord, try to take place, to try to sit upon your throne, to try to get above you in our lives, God, Lord, that we let get above us. Lord, we submit to you, Father God. We surrender to you, God. Create in us a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within us, God, right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Children may be dismissed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, hallelujah. 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 Father, we give you place, God. Surrender myself completely to Him. We give our will, hallelujah, unto His will. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. I just kept hearing this, that God gives power to the weak, strength to the powerless. Power to the weak and strength to the powerless. That's who He is. That's who He is. That's who He is. He fills every void. He desires to pull down every wall. Anything that we consciously or unconsciously let begin to separate us. Separating our relationship with Him. I want to be at a place of submitting to Him. A place that my heart surrendered to Him. That I have a heart on fire for Him. We have a responsibility as men and women to God. That He's given us everything, hallelujah, to fuel the fire. But we have to stir it up. We have to stir up the gift that He declared. Stir up the gift. The apostle spoke to Timothy. And he said to him, he says that your grandmother. Let me read that real quick. I just want to find out where God wants to go here tonight. I'm just submitting to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not here to entertain. I'm here to hear from Him. I'm here to declare what God wants for His people, for our hearts. That we go to a place of surrender. I'm not here to have church. but I need His presence. Because in His presence, hallelujah, in His presence is fullness. Fullness of joy. Joy unspeakable, hallelujah. In His presence is strength. In His presence is might. In His presence, hallelujah, miracles take place. In His presence, the wounded, hallelujah, the wounds are bound up, hallelujah. It's in His presence. I don't want to move, hallelujah, without Him, hallelujah. And He says this, He says, I will call into remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois. And it was in your mother, Enos. And I'm persuaded that in you, say in you. This ain't about grandma, grandpa no more. My dad had an anointing. My grandfather had an anointing. But that was great. But I need to know that there's an anointing within me. I have to know that there's an anointing within me. The Christ within me. Unashamed. With boldness. See, the enemy will do everything he can to constrict us. To give up ground. To step back with no boldness. But when we realize what's within us, there's an anointing. That we cherish that. We stir it up within us. Hallelujah. And you stir it up that as I was driving here, I began to think that I stir up that flame, that fire that's within me. I have a responsibility. See, every one of us, that we can understand that David, he took hold of that because Saul tried to put on David his armor. The anointing that carried him, he tried to place on. And David tried to walk with this anointing. He tried to walk with this armor, but it didn't fit him. Tell your neighbor, it didn't fit him. See, because God's got an anointing, a relationship for you, hallelujah, for you to pull from what He has in your life. That what He went to the cross for you, the calling that's upon your life, the anointing, hallelujah, the Christ that's within you, hallelujah, that you call upon the name of the Lord, hallelujah. He doesn't fail us. See, David took that. He began to loosen off the armor. He began to take it off because the sword didn't fit him. The helmet didn't fit him right. Trying to be something he wasn't. Listen, I want you to know that I can't live. I can't walk in someone else's anointing. But I got to learn to walk, hallelujah, in the anointing that was given to me, hallelujah, with resurrection life. An anointing that He gave to me. This is yours. Walk ye in it. David put down the armor and picked up 5 stones. And a slingshot. Somebody might not think what you have is enough, but I'm here to tell you, if God gave you it, you have an anointing that's in Him that's more than enough. It's a giant killer. It breaks walls down. Sorry, guys. I need that atmosphere for a minute. And He says, put into remembrance that thou stir up the gift. So there's a stirring up. The ember. I want you to know that so many times we have this responsibility. We do it by prayer. When we pray, there's something that takes place in prayer. As we pray, as we begin to come and you have that individual, you begin to take hold of not what I have, not from me, hallelujah, that we come corporately, I could bless you, encourage you, but it's your anointing, hallelujah, that we're responsible for. The fire of God. So prayer, man, that we pray that we be fervent prayer. That in that prayer, I begin to lose my will and begin to surrender to His will. That's what happens in prayer. It begins to change my heart. It begins to move me. Without that, I want you to know that I'm one-sided. Hallelujah. I begin to look at things from my perspective and not God. But when I begin to get the heart of the Father as I wait upon the Lord, as I begin to renew my strength in His presence, something quickens within me. I begin to hear the small whispers of God that begin to get louder. It's in worship and prayer that I realize that they're my weapons of warfare to pull down strongholds as I begin to see it from His perspective, that God's bigger than my problems. He's greater than my sickness. He's greater than my disease. He's greater than whatever tries to come. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. See, worship stirs my heart. It stirs the gift of God within me. Gives me perspective. And then I realize that I have a sword. I have the Word. I begin to take hold of the words that He's given to me, my words, that God wants to speak to my heart. See, God's given this to you. Can you say this? God's given this to me. That we don't forsake it. We don't think lightly of it. But this is the heart of God, the Word of God expressed. Sometimes we wonder why things don't work out, or we wonder why maybe we want God's blessing, but we run before we even seek the heart of God. What's your heart for this, God? What's your heart for me right now? What would you have to say to me, God? That I begin to lose my opinion and begin to take hold of what God says. Begin to take hold of the truth. And the fourth thing is fellowship. That we encourage one another. We strengthen one another. That we lift up one another's arms. That we edify. We stir up. We build up. And we cheer up one another. We speak life into one another. See, that's what's so important, that sometimes we come in, we want to rush out, that I get my blessing. But I want you to know that God, man, those that water are watered and returned. Those that are willing to serve somebody, to bless somebody, to speak life into somebody, to strengthen somebody, to pray with one another. See, I wait on God that I could come to a place where that, man, that God desires to speak through me as a vessel in every one of us. That the anointing He gives to me is for a purpose. That anointing will begin to pull down. That I'm anointed to break, hallelujah, chains. I'm anointed, hallelujah. Say, I'm anointed. Not everybody said that. I'm anointed. Say it louder. Come on, say it louder like you believe it. I am anointed. I am anointed. I am anointed, hallelujah. I am anointed, hallelujah. I am anointed, hallelujah. I am anointed. I am anointed, hallelujah. I am anointed, hallelujah. I don't have to depend on Pastor Chris. I'll be a blessing. I'll pray with you. I'll agree with you. I'll declare with you. But you're anointed of God. Hallelujah. Hear the voice of God. You're anointed. Hallelujah. You're anointed. Hallelujah. You're anointed. Hallelujah. You're anointed. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God wants us to have a confidence. I'm anointed. And that anointing, hallelujah, caused me to have confidence to know that God hears my prayers. He hears my prayers. He hears my prayers. And I'm responsible to stir that gift up, that anointing that has been given to me. That I'm anointed to pick up, to carry, to walk in. The scripture came to my heart today. Began to think about Samson. You look at Judges. Hallelujah. Judges 15. He says, this is in Judges 15:9. It says, and now there was a man lying in wait, abiding. I'm sorry. And the Philistines went up, and they pitched in Judah. Say praise. They tried to occupy space that wasn't theirs. Sometimes we tolerate things anointed. I'm anointed for this reason, that I don't have to accept. I don't have to let things invade my space. And I said this before, so many times I let things invade me. Sometimes I invite enemies. Sometimes they invade me. And sometimes I invent them. Tell your neighbor, it doesn't matter. Because there's an anointing within me that I don't have to accept it. Sometimes we accept things that we're not supposed to. Sometimes we tolerate things that we feel like, well, it's just the way it is. By His stripes, I'm healed. It's not denying things, but it's not accepting things. Not today. So the Philistines, they come in and they begin to invade a place of worship. See, because the enemy wants you to lose your perspective of the anointing that's within you. Hallelujah. The gift of God that flows out of you will flow rivers of living water. Living water, hallelujah. Rivers of healing, blessing, refreshing, joy, bubbling over within you. I don't have to accept anything else less than that. So the enemy tries to gather, tries to pull down, tries to make us think that we're not confident. Tries to say things to us to try to discourage us. And the men of Judah said, "Who are we? Come up against us." And he answered, "To bind Samson. We've come to bind Samson. And we've come up to do him as he hath done to us." Then 3,000 men of Judah, they went down to the top. Now this is the church. The church went down to Samson, who was anointed of God, to bind him. And he says, and the rulers over Philistines, he says, "Thou not know that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is it that thou hast done unto us? Why have you let this happen, Samson? As they did unto me, I will do it unto them," Samson said. And they said unto him, "We are come down to bind you, that we may deliver thee into the hand of the Philistines." And Samson said unto them, "Swear unto me that you will not fail upon me." He says, "And now they spoke unto him, saying, No, but we will bind your feet and deliver you into the hands, but surely we will not kill you." Man. I want you to know that sometimes we're listening to a message that binds us. It's not releasing us. To realize what's within us as men and women of God. He says, and he spoke, he says, "And when they came, the Philistines shouted against him." And it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord came up mightily upon him. And the cords that were upon his arms became as flax. And it was burnt with fire. And his bands were loosed from off of him because of the Spirit of God that was upon him." The Spirit of God that was upon him. I want you to know that when we realize the Spirit of God is upon us. Jesus says, "I've come to give you," hallelujah, "that we receive the Spirit of God." He says, and he found a new jawbone of an ass, and he put forth his hand and he took it, and he slew 1,000 men with therefore. And Samson said, "With the jawbone of the ass, heaps upon heaps." And he says, "And with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men." And it came to pass that when he had made an end of his speaking, that he cast away the jawbone. And it says, "And he was sore athirst." He was thirsty. And he called upon the Lord. I want you to get this. That he called upon the Lord. He was thirsty. Thirsty. Those that are thirsty and hungry for God. Hungry for righteousness. Say, "God, Lord, I need you. I need you, God. You're my strength. God, Lord, I want to see you above every situation, every problem, God, Lord, that I'm thirsty for you. And he says, and he called on the Lord, and thou hast given this great deliverance unto the hand of the servant, and now shall I die of thirst and fall into the hand of an uncircumcised, of the uncircumcised. See, but God, he began to fill the hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water throughout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again and revived him. Revived. That word revival means to awaken. We need to be awakened, quickened to who we are in him. For what he did for us. For what he's given to us to walk in the authority. To walk in the abundance of all that he has for us. That I don't forsake the grace that he's given to me. The sacrifice that was made for me, that I can walk in it, that I can receive it, that I can walk in power and might because of what he did. Just want to share a couple things. Sometimes we let that become dormant, but we need to let the revival stir the revival within our hearts. We need to have a revival, a personal revival. I desire that. Personal revival. That we don't fall asleep on the calling of God in our lives. And he says, and the Holy Spirit, I wrote this down because the Holy Spirit causes the revival. Causes you to be thirsty. And thirsty people pray. And as you begin to pray, hallelujah, that our attention begins to go on God. And we make him God of all. See, our attention begins to go on God. That's where revival is. When he gets my attention. When he takes, I give him place. I give him attention. I give him that place. Hallelujah. Isaiah 66 says this. It says, and the Lord said, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all these things have been said, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. The God that sits on high desires to abide with us with a humble heart, with a contrite heart, with a heart that's humbled, said, God, Lord, I need you more than anything. Lord, I'm desperate for you. I'm hungry for you, Father God. I need you. I need you. Now, if that's all I have to say tonight, then that's all right. But I feel like we need to hear that no. That I'm anointed to walk in what God has called me to walk in. I'm not meant to be pushed around. But I have to take care of the fire of God. I got to stir the giftings. I got to stir the anointing that's within me. I got to cherish it. Pray. Be fervent. Cry out to God. Don't stop. Don't be relentless. Don't be relentless in the midst of it. Press forward. Sometimes the answers don't come the way you think. Surrender your will to God's will. Say, God, I trust you. Let my heart be right. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Let me have your spirit. Let me have your will for this matter. Sometimes things are bigger than us, but I want you to know I'm anointed to get through these things in my life as I begin to seek his face. Would you stand to your feet? Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just open our hearts, God, Lord. We come before you, Father God. Oh, yes. Renew within us, God, a right spirit, God. Oh, a clean heart, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stronger. When I'm weak, he's strong. When I am weak, he's strong. Somebody needs to hear that tonight. When I am weak, he's strong. When I'm weak, he's strong. Hallelujah. He gives strength, hallelujah, to the powerless. He gives power to the weak. Strength to the powerless. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, you do, God. Yes, you do, God. Lord, I receive, God, I receive your might, God, right now. Come on. Just lift up your hands, God. I receive the strength, of God, Lord, that you desire to give me, God. Let me not forsake, hallelujah, the Spirit of God that's with me, that desires to move me, that desires to quicken me, that desires to strengthen me in this moment right now, God. I humble my heart and say, here I am, Father God. I need you more, hallelujah, than what it might look like, hallelujah, than my own strength, of God. Lord, I humbly come before you, God. Say, here I am, God. I need you more, God. I can't move without you, God. I don't want to move without you, God. Lord, but I declare to God, Lord, that our hearts be pure for you, God. That our hearts be right for you, God. Lord, let there be a stirring within us, God. Let there be a stirring within us, God. Let there be a stirring within us, God. Let there be a hunger, God. Let your fire, hallelujah, let your fire move within us, God. Let your fire move within us, God. Move up within us, God. Arise, God. Arise within us, God. Move within our hearts, God. Father, we become more desperate for you than anything else, God. That we become more hungry for you than anything else, God. That we lay aside everything else, God. Lord, when we let you overwhelm the things that overwhelm us. Lord, that we let you overwhelm us, God. Overwhelm us, Father God. Overwhelm me, God. Oh, with your strength, God. With your might, God. Right here, right now, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you say yes and amen? Yes and amen. I'm anointed. Tell your neighbor, I'm anointed. Tell your neighbor, I'm anointed. Hallelujah. I'm anointed. Amen.
Brunch here at the church, 10:30 in the morning. Come out. We are just asking if you come to bring something. If you can't bring anything, just come. There's going to be plenty here. Or you can pick some muffins up at the store or something. But just come. It's just a time to get together and fellowship. And then we're going to have the time of impartation afterwards. So don't want to miss that. Tomorrow, 10:30 a.m., all men, women, children can come too. Amen. They can be blessed as well. And then this coming Friday, October 9th, Kristen and Elizabeth, they're taking the kids, our youth group, to it's a corn maze. It's called Maze Craze. It's open to all the church. Whoever wants to come, you can come. We just need to know by this Wednesday who's come so we can arrange rides. There's all kinds of activities and things to do. So little ones can come, even, you know, with their parents. And but don't forget about that. Liza, she's over here. She has the sign-up papers. If you can come to the breakfast, just, you know, sign up and come. Amen. Yeah. And I just wanted to share with you, do you know it's this weekend that we've been in our church 8 years? 8 years. So it was the first service of October 2012, and so we've been blessed. We've accomplished much. We have a long way to go, but we have accomplished much. Amen. And I just wanted to share those few announcements. What a wonderful word tonight. He doesn't even know it, but the class, I did the same thing, being desperate for God, being desperate. Amen. Anybody have anything on their hearts? Amen. We just welcome you tonight. We see some new faces. We pray that you are blessed. So just bow your heads with me. Father, what a gracious God you are. Hallelujah. We just thank you for your presence here tonight. We thank you for the word of the Lord that came forth out of our pastor, Father, that spurred us, Lord God, on, hallelujah, to desire and to hunger more after you, Father. I pray, Father, that our hearts tonight will just be pure and focused so on you, Father God, that you speak to us, that we just give you our whole heart, hallelujah, that we follow wholly after you. That it's about you, not about us. Hallelujah. We thank you for tonight. We ask, Lord God, blessings upon these ones that are here and their families. We pray for safety and protection and health upon them, Lord God. We just thank you for them. Ask your blessings to flow, hallelujah, in our families and your children. And we just thank you. We just give you all the praise, all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Blessed and high.